Hey, Chef, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. I mean, I have been following you a while on Instagram. I'm sure you knew, probably not. But I was so excited when I saw that you were on Bobby Flay, and I don't know how I didn't find out earlier, but you filmed this thing a couple of years ago. Am I right?
Yeah, we filmed this actually about a year and a half ago.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. So now, did you have to keep it on the DL? Like, you couldn't tell people that you beat his ass? I mean, what happened?
Yeah, absolutely. They make you sign all types of contracts.
Right.
Pretty much saying you won't say anything or you have to pay for production.
Right.
So, yeah, it was a big secret from family, friends, everyone.
Wow. Well, congratulations right out the bat, man. That is
thanks. It's nice to finally see it.
Yeah, I mean, your food is there's a lot of buzz around what you do already, and of course your restaurant is it's on the top of my list of restaurants to get to. I've been talking about it with my girlfriend. We are you know, lovers of food. I don't want to use the foodie term because people start hating my guts, but yes, we do like to. I'm a fat guy and I love to eat. But I like good food. You know, you could ask Will. I don't just like go and eat crap food. Like I'm fat from the best food. Like
mm-hmm.
I like to go and
yes.
eat the best. And of course, El De Torno. You're right on Central, and
We're right on Central between 4th and 5th Street.
I know, and I'm down there. Like I was just down there doing a gig last month because you know I do stand up comedy. And I don't know why I didn't just walk down there. I feel like I'm dropping the ball every 2 seconds. Now, the dish that you beat,
yeah,
Bobby.
You'll have to come by and check us out.
Oh, I'm coming soon. The dish you beat Bobby Flay with, if people don't understand how beat Bobby Flay works, you had to go up against another chef. You had to beat this chef, and then you have to challenge Bobby with your signature dish. He has to try to cook your dish against you. What was the dish that you threw out there for him?
Yeah, so we did the short rib mezzaluna. So it's a half moon shaped ravioli stuffed with braised short ribs.
Oh my God. And now your restaurant is, I guess best way to describe it would be homemade pasta and like kind of like a modern take on Italian.
Exactly. Yeah. We make 9 different pastas fresh every day in house.
Oh
we
my
have,
God.
You know, old school, you know, beliefs and flavors that we stick by, but we have a lot of new modern techniques that we use and we just have fun with it and kind of go away from some of the past dishes.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what, congratulations, still being up and running, you know, with everything everybody's been going through for the last year. I know it's been super duper tough. But I'm glad to see you guys are still at it now. Are things starting to pick up a little bit? Or is there a light at the end of the tunnel? How's it looking in St. Pete?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the last 3-4 months, we've really seen an increase in business, which has been great. It kind of feels, especially in downtown St. Pete, like things are getting back to normal a little bit. So it's a nice feeling.
That is awesome. Now, When did you? I'm going to ask you some chefy stuff that you know that I want to know that I think my listeners would also like to know. Like, what made you want to be a chef? And like, how old were you? Like, what was the inspiration? Because I always want to know how people get into the scene.
For sure, yeah. Well, I've been working in the restaurant industry since I was 13 years old. When I was young as a busboy, I always like admired the people in the kitchen. I always thought it was like the coolest thing in the world. And then when I was 18, I finally got my first job in the kitchen and just never turned back. Just loved it.
That is awesome.
I love the energy, you know, the excitement in the kitchen and, you know, making a lot of people happy, putting smiles on their faces and seeing them truly enjoy what you just made.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I you know, the parallels that I've noticed with entertainment and with chefs and with you know, restaurateurs, it's that wanting to make somebody happy with your creation. You know, like for me, it's a big laugh from a crowd, but for you, it's seeing a table full of people enjoying your food has to feel, you know, like that's the payoff, you know, to know that you created something and that people are loving it, and they're actually driving to your place. They're making a point. People are making reservations. They're like, you know, this is like an event for people. They're like, you know, they're working their butts off all week long just so they can go to Il Ritorno and get the payoff. I mean, that has to feel great knowing that your food does that for people.
Absolutely. That's exactly why we do it.
Yeah, that is so cool. Now, you're one of these chefs too, and I love this that you like to you like to kind of throw some new stuff up, seasonal items. You're constantly kind of creating, you know, which I find sometimes, you know, you get these great chefs, they'll get a little complacent, maybe stagnant is a word you don't want to use. But the chefs that I love are the ones that are constantly trying to create something new. How often are you throwing new stuff up on the menu?
Every week we change our menu, sometimes a couple times a week. We really just have fun with it. I got some great chefs that work with us, and we all work great to just constantly create and bring in some new exciting ingredients to bring to all the all of our amazing guests.
That is awesome. And you have another restaurant too. Will's freaking out over here.
No, it's not a restaurant. It's a butcher shop.
Or a butcher shop, yeah.
We opened a butcher shop.
I was looking at that. I love this. Please don't clip this, but I love meat. I'm a big meat fan, and I was looking at the steaks, and I'm like, I can't believe I never heard about this. I live in downtown St. Pete, pretty much. I mean, 20 blocks away, but I never go downtown anymore because it's just too crowded for me. And I'm like, I didn't even know this existed.
We opened about a month and a half ago, and we just saw a big void in St. Pete for good meat. You know, everyone, you go to Publix pretty much to get good meat. We opened about a month and a half ago. It's been going really well. We dry age our own meat in-house. We make 6 different types of sausages in-house. Then we work with a lot of local farmers. I mean, all of our chickens, ducks, and pigs are raised by all of our farms out of Dover.
Wow.
We work with Florida cattle ranchers, Fort McCoy, to bring in local beef and I got some really cool stuff.
That is awesome, dude.
Now, do you have to, from the website, it looked like that you order online and then you go in and pick it up. Are you able to just go in and kind of pick up some steaks?
Yeah, you can just go in. We had set that up just to be a little bit COVID friendly at the beginning. Just for some people, if they want to, order online and not have to be in shop too long, then they can literally just come pick it up. You can walk in, and we got some great butchers in there that are really knowledgeable and explain. It's kind of like a whole experience in there.
Wow. I'm actually having lunch in St. Pete on Sunday with a buddy of mine who's not in the restaurant industry anymore, but he used to be a pretty accomplished sushi chef. But he's all we do is talk food, and all he does is cook still. Like, I just talked him into buying a smoker. So he lives in St. Pete, and he probably has already bought meat from you, but I'll definitely tell him. I'll talk to him tomorrow, and I hope he hasn't bought meat from you, because I want to be the one to tell him. I want him to freak out and go over there and buy some, because he'll be the first one to do it. But I want to swing by. When is the meat market open?
So we open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, we're open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Perfect. Man, that is really good hours, man. Yeah, you got plenty of time to get some meat, Will.
You got eggs. You got bacon. I'm very excited.
Duck eggs, quail eggs, everything.
All the meat, baby. Yeah. The quail eggs are cool for, like, fine dining, but I bought some one time. And I put it on my food, and being a morbidly obese man, I was like, just put a damn chicken egg on there, fatty. Because I had to put like 4 quail eggs on it, Will.
Can you, this is probably a dumb question, but can you scramble quail eggs and eat them? Like,
you could. You would need a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like, why would you
get enough to actually like make satisfy you.
So probably not worth it.
No.
Okay.
I don't know. Get an ostrich egg. You're fat.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, a lot of times they'll put like a quail egg on top of like, 2 ounces of steak tartare or something like that.
Right. Yeah. And it's usually raw. But anyway, sorry, back to you, chef. Sorry.
You're good.
I want to ask again about Beat Bobby Flay. Cause I mean, I'm a big fan of the show. I think it's great. And I don't know if you saw the episode where Chef Mike over at Cena, he won with the meatball sandwich. That was a pretty badass episode.
Yeah, that was,
When you get booked for the show, how did that even happen? Do you have to apply for it? Did they get a hold of you? How did that work?
Yeah, one day I just looked at all my social media, my email, and I got all these messages from Shrimp Productions about filming Bobby Flay and wanting me to be on it.
Wow.
And I kind of just ignored it at first, and then I got another one like 2 days later, and I just kind of thought to myself, I was like, all right, you know, maybe I'll sign up for this, see what it's all about. And then next thing I know, 2 days later, I'm doing video interviews, and it was like five interviews later. Then finally, they put me on the show, and they flew me out to New York, Harlem, where we filmed it.
Amazing.
It's like 14 hours of filming, and yeah, it was fun.
14 hours for a half hour show. That is amazing. Now, who were the two celebrities that were trying to beat Bobby Flay?
Anne Burrell was one of them, and the other one, he was a VH1 comedian. I think his last name was Kabuki.
Okay, yeah, I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah, they kind of mix them up. Sometimes it'll be two chefs. Sometimes it'll be a chef and an actor. That is really cool. So, and then you have the panel. It's normally you know, local New York restaurateurs and
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. There's three restaurateurs from New York. Yep.
Yeah, that is so cool. But I'm so happy for you, David. I mean, honestly, because this is – you already had such a great name in the area, but this right here just launched you into like, celebrity status big time. People, I hope everybody floods your place. I hope your reservations are backed up for a month because of you beating Bobby Flay. That is a really cool thing, man. I just wanted to have you on and congratulate you and find out a little bit of the behind the scenes. So, all right, one more question. How's Bobby
Flay? Yeah, absolutely.
How's Bobby Flay? Is he cool?
You know, everyone says that he's a jerk and he's real cocky, but he was cool on the show. I mean, he was down to earth. He was talking to me for a lot of it, and yeah, he seemed real cool. I mean, he was in his motions, you know. I think he had like 16 hours of filming that day.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's at work, but yeah, he was really nice and cool during our filming.
Does he have an odor? I picture like a finely cooked ribeye with like Stetson combined the two. Yeah.
No, I mean, there was a lot of adrenaline, so I could have missed the odor.
He's got great style. I'll say that about Bobby. He's normally wearing some fresh. By the way, Chef, were you wearing Jordans on this episode?
Yeah, it was.
Look at this guy, Will. Shoegate. Look, I am a big sneakerhead, buddy. So I saw just a still shot of you side by side. Bobby's wearing some old school. Looks like he's wearing some Nikes, but they're old school 80s style. But I was like, look down. I go, look at them fresh ass Jordans. Very nice. Yeah. So
you got to look good for TV, right?
Dude, you killed it, man. So congratulations, man. I will be out to see you soon. I want to eat your winning dish. I also, somebody the other day told me that your octopus is the best around. So I'm going to eat some of that too. So congratulations, buddy. Thanks so much for coming on so late with us.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. Take care, pal. Have a good night. Good weekend.
You too.
There you go.
Thanks, man. Right. See ya.
There you go. Chef David Benstock.
That's awesome. I got to go to that meat market.
Oh, man.
I might try to go on Sunday.
El Retorno, everybody. Go check him out, man. I'm telling you, I've been like deep diving on this restaurant since I saw he was on with Bobby Flay. You won't find a bad review, dude. It's all five stars.
Oh, yeah.
People are freaking out, man. And I'm all about, like, it's so funny because I told Leah 2 days ago that I'm craving pasta. Like, hardcore. Mm-hmm. I mean, good pasta.
Yeah,
that's all they do is make fresh pasta.
Even at the St. Pete Meat, which is stpetemeat.com, which is a great website name, by the way. But
hell
they,
yeah,
they
is.
Sell just pasta there.
Wow.
You buy pasta, beef,
okay.
bacon, egg.
Right.
I mean,
right.
amazing.
I'm gonna go dump some money on them. So, congratulations, man. So I like to see good people do well, and I love to see Tampa and St. Pete and this whole area, the culinary scene, get that national spotlight, man. So that's. That's cool, man. And now we know that Bobby Flay smells good, and mm-hmm. he's not a jerk off.
That's good to know.
Yeah,
I'm very happy about that because I was
super happy.
I was
about
a little
it.
Concerned. I'm not gonna lie.
Me too.